What's up, what's up, what's up, y'all? It's your one and only, the girl, T. Nicole, coming with you with another segment. You know, I've been busy, busy, busy. I know I've been slacking on my podcast. I know I keep telling y'all, but I know I got to get it together. But, you know, mommy duty calls, you know. Sayer clothing brand is really launching out. I mean, I'm just overwhelmed with the support that he's been getting. Today, Fox 29, Bill Anderson came out today, interviewed my baby, interviewed me about him being an 11-year-old entrepreneur and the reason behind he wanted to do that. And they thought it was amazing that they actually came out and they recorded it, and the segment is going to air next week. So I just want to say I'm a proud mother. You know, the devil has been trying. The devil has been trying. And I'm not going to let the devil get to me. So at the end of the day, I just want to talk about, you know, peace. Like, that, I have two segments I want to talk about. And this one is on peace and trying to, you know, do the best you can. So let's hop in it. T. Nicole, sit back, get your wine, your liquor, your hookah, your weed, whatever, and listen to your girl talk about peace. So be right back. Hey, hey, y'all. So it's your girl, T. Nicole, and I'm back with you with another segment. And I'm just coming to you because I'm so filled with a lot of emotions right now. I'm not going to lie. I have some sad. I have emotions. You know, the devil has been trying, you know, and just things. The devil has been trying, but, you know, my faith is, and my faith in God is powerful, and I know God got me. And, you know, just like I said, today was a big accomplishment. You know, I have been MIA on my podcast, but don't get me wrong, I'm going to be on it. But I've been, my son has came to me with a dream, and as a mother, I'm going to pursue his dream, and I'm going to go in for him. You know, as I told you guys, he started his own clothing line. It's called Strong. It stands for strength, triumph, real, obedience, natural greatness. This is all something that he came up with. I didn't ask no questions. He just said this is what came up to his mind. This is how he felt. You know, he said he just basically wanted to start a brand. My son's been talking about he wanted to do something since he was like 8 years old. He's always been persuaded that he wanted to do something. If it was basketball, football, he always said, Mom, like, I'm gonna do something to get, you know, move to Atlanta, get you a big house, a Lamborghini. He's been saying that since he was 8 years old, and he still says to this day he wants to move to Atlanta. He wants to buy me a big mansion in Atlanta and a Lamborghini. He said he's gonna do that. Like, he keeps saying that he's gonna do that, and he's been saying it since he was like 8 years old, so 3 years, and he constantly says it, so it means a lot for a mom. So when he came up with this concept back in December, when he said, Mom, I really want to start my brand, I really want to go into the new year and do something. And I said, all right, I'm all for it. But you got to understand, it takes a lot of hard work and dedication. He's really has been dedicated. You know, even though I'm on the back burner doing everything, I give him all the credit because this is him. And now, you know, we launched out a lot of merchandise. You know, I need y'all to go support him. You know, check out his Instagram. It's going to be @strong_appeal_by_Sayer. You'll find it. And then on Facebook, it's Strong Appeal. So I just need you to follow him. We have a website. It's on the thing, but the actual website is tylernsayer.wixsite.com, and I just need you to continue to support him, shop and merch. And I'm loving the support that he's been getting. I've been very overwhelmed. You know, when you're learning about a business, you know, I'm still learning, but the support that he's been getting is just been amazing. The orders we've been getting is just amazing. You know, even with the lack of support that we have from family, I'm just really thankful for strangers and people that picked it up, to the simple fact that he made a video about why he did it and he posted on his social media. And to the point where I was so influenced, and I said, I gotta get his name out there. I gotta do what I gotta do. Like, I have to push this. Like, this is something that just can't. So I just sent it out. I kept doing it. I had people share it. And then finally, I get a phone call from Fox 29. They saw the video and it was like, you know, they are really interested and they want to come out and interview them. And today, Bill Anderson of Fox 29 came out today and interviewed my baby. He interviewed me and just talked about his brand. We showed him all the merchandise because, you know, tax season has came and I told myself that, you know, a part of my tax season, I was going to spend a grand, you know, to, invest into his stuff and just build on, keep building. And I did. And we have like a whole bunch of merchandise. So I have like a little corner in my living room that's like a little, like a clothing area for all his merchandise. It's cute. So Bill came in, he saw it, he saw all the stuff that we did. I'm on mom goal being creative. Like, I'm thinking we can do higher and higher. So I'm adding on pillows, I'm adding on keychains, I'm about to make mugs, and I'm doing things by myself. I then got invested in a heat presser, a Cricut machine, just to do it on my own, just to save money and to learn my craft, to just do it on our own instead of, you know, keep paying extra money for a third party. I'm learning with the business that you should cut third party out. And, you know, before, like I said, I already paid my money, a good amount of money, to have a lot of merchandise for when people orders, I have it. So, because in the beginning, you know, when you're a business, you don't know. So basically people were just cash up inside your, you know, and I had to use that money to get the stuff made so he didn't have an investment. So I'm just like, oh no. So I definitely felt like I did what I need to do with the tax money. And I, like I said, I'm investing into his dream. As a mother, you have to listen to your child. They have a dream. It could be the most craziest dream. Just go for it, as long as it ain't nothing crazy. And my son wanted, pushed for this dream, and I'm all for it. No, even though I'm doing all the work, I'm giving him all the credit because he came up with this process. He want to push a brand, and I want to say I'm definitely proud of my son because he stuck to it. And like I tell him all the time, you know, he don't have support system, like, you know, as of right now, like I said, protecting your peace. Right now, we're going through something right now, you know, especially me. I'm drained emotionally, mentally. Anxiety is high because I'm constantly dealing with the disrespect of his grandmother and the side of the family. Like, number one, she's already not supportive of his brand for whatever reason, and she just don't have stuff to say. And it's so annoying. I've been dealing with the disrespect for many years already, and it's just constantly annoying. Like, this lady done called the cops on me. She lied and said that I killed my son. She called CPS on me quite a few times. And today, actually, when Fox 29 that I pushed through to get my son's story told, I get a phone call that she had, that CPS was called on me. And I know it was her because an incident happened on Saturday. You know, Sierra would, you know, he was just, as a mom, you have to discipline your son. But at the end of the day, it wasn't even on a situation. It was just a situation. And as I was mad, and we were cleaning his room. He didn't want to listen. And then, you know, at the end of the day, he twisted something up in an extension and it hit his head. And I just said, I'm done. You clean this mess up. And he came in bleeding from his head, and I was in, of course, as a mom, I was in panic mode. I thought I did everything right. I called 911 to get an EMTs. I was scared, as a mother, as you should. Like, one thing about me is, first of all, I don't need to explain myself to nobody. Like, no parent, I just want to say, no parent needs to explain how to discipline your son. These kids are getting out of control. These kids are out in the street at a young age, at 11, 12 years old, doing drugs, selling drugs, thinking they big and bad, getting shot and killed. Like, the age is getting younger and younger. And I refuse to have my son to do that. I refuse to have my son repeat the pattern with his daddy, that who's in and out of jail, can't be responsible, can't do that. I'm raising my son to be a man. But does that mean I'm beating my son? No. I don't put my hands on my son because, you know, I'm at the type, like, beating is not going to get you nowhere. Yes, am I that strict mom and I let him know I'm crazy? But everybody know in my household is just yelling, fussing, and saying the same thing, same old, same old, same old. My son knows directly, if I have to keep talking to you, you're going to get these hands. At the end of the day, I don't have to explain nothing. These kids need to get disciplined. I live in a complex right now where I have a person, a guy that I refuse my son to deal with or anything. He disrespects his mom constantly, calling her bitches, calling her this, hitting her, telling her fuck you. I don't have that problem with my son. My son is very respectful because I know how to be a mother. I don't need no certification of how I am being a good mom. I know I'm a good mom. I'm a very good mother. So for Tamara Winslow to constantly disrespect me because she don't like me, she's 54 years old and she acts like a little simple bitch, but then her son wanna come and vouch for her, but yet you don't know her side of the story. Every time me and her get into it, she wanna call you, but you're not calling me and get my full story. You talking about, oh, you wanna fight my mom, my mom's this, da da da. Yes, I wanna fight your mom because you don't know the shit that your mom be doing. And she be talking like she want to fight. I'm tired of it. She lives 2 hours away and she wants to bully me and talk shit on me and think she can disrespect me like she's my mother. Like, at the end of the day, I'm tired of it. All this energy, like I said, that's like y'all all want to come and gang up on me. But where's this energy to the y'all, your brother / your son, the deadbeat that just had baby number 3 and abandoned his son for 3 years? This man done called his own son a rat. He stole money from my son. He put my son in danger. He smoked in front of my son. He had a girl in front of my house. Like, he left my son by himself while he went out with this girl. And then, mind you, when he was home, when his grandmother went to work, and when his grandmother went to work and his little sister was over there, as soon as his grandma left, his dad was get on lazy mode and be like, here, Sayer, take care of your sister. So at the time, my 10-year-old son had to bathe, had to feed, wash, and do all that stuff and put his 2-year-old little sister down while his dad would be either on the phone or sleep, not doing a damn fucking thing. But y'all want to come at me where my son is very well taken care of. He has what he has and more. I spoil his behind the death. Yes, I do. I spoil him. I'm guilty of that. I be getting yelled at by my brother, my sister-in-law. Everybody be like, yo, when he does something, you need to like stick to the punishment, because I don't stick to the punishment. I'll put him on punishment and I'll be like, all right, go ahead, do this. I just bought him an iPhone 11 just last week, just because I was proud of him, of getting his grades up, getting his behavior up and all that other stuff. But his behavior at home needs to do better. He needs to do chores. This is part of being a kid. And I realized that being a kid. But the incident that happened Saturday, I came to her to tell her because we already had a discussion, like, you know, my son is very ungrateful. This came out her mouth. She said that my son is ungrateful, selfish, entitled, and she's sick of his shit, and this is the reason you don't do that. Like, she gave it at him. So we both agreed, we all agree, my son is very spoiled. So we do agree that he's very spoiled. When he don't get what he want, he wants to act out. So she came at him, and I had actually had her back with me and her not getting along and not talking, and I do anything possible just try to avoid any drama. You know, she doesn't have my number. I don't call her. I don't talk to her. But I felt the need when I felt like my son was being very impatient because he's spoiled, because his grandma bought him a bike for Christmas and I'm waiting for someone to put it together. And I told him there's snow still on the ground. Let the weather get better. It's the wintertime. Wait. So instead of him waiting, he wanted to sneak, get some money from his grandfather and cash app it to the boy that disrespects his mom and get $10 for a bike and try to lie about it. So I snapped on him like, you're not going to do that. First of all, you're not going to lie in my face and go behind my back and get a bike because you feel like I'm not putting the bike together on your time. We're not going to do that. I said, you want to spend $10, but how much did your grandma spend? I was on her side because at the end of the day, it's not about how we feel about each other. You don't know how many times I told this 54-year-old woman that it's not about how me and her feel about each other. It's about Sayer. Because at the end of the day, I'm tired of the pattern too. Sayer is 11 now. I can't sit here and keep him away. As much as everyone is saying she's a toxic, immature bitch, which she is, I can't. Sayer loves his grandmom and he's old enough and it's going to affect him already. He's already affected that his father is not in his life. I can't take his grandmother away from him. So I just take it. So I text her and I even apologized to her, even though everyone was like, you shouldn't apologize. But I did apologize on my half of her of being disrespectful. And, you know, at the end of the day, we don't have to be friends. But when it comes to Sair, we should be respectful to each other when it just comes to Sair. And I felt like I did that when I found out about the bike. I told her what happened that did, and she gave it at him. She snapped on him. She went on it. She was like, if I wasn't too, I would come and take the bike. I will punch you. And if I find out that you are talking to that guy that your mom said you're not, you will punch him. I thought everything was good. You know, so then when I called her on Saturday, I told her about the incident and I'm crying and I'm calling to her as a mother to a grandmother, like, what happened? She didn't get my story. She didn't get nothing. She just started snapping, making it seem like I beat my child, yelling at me, telling that you making threats, saying, oh, if someone questions me, I'm going to tell them everything. And I'm letting her disrespect me. And I'm tired. I am tired. I let this lady disrespect me for so long, and I am only dealing with it because of my son, but I am not dealing with it anymore. I already made it known that I'm not taking my son away from him because I'm going to change my pattern. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to be the bigger person. She can be the immature person. Because at the end of the day, I made it known, like, you're not going to keep disrespecting me. Like, either we going to throw hands or you're just going to stop. But I'm not going to go through the pattern. I'm not going to keep Sair away from you because Sair is older now. He's a preteen. He needs his grandmother in life. He loves you, and I'm not going to do that. I even said that to her in the text message. I said, you know, despite everything, you are a great grandmother, which she is. She is a great grandmother, but she's very disrespectful, and I'm not going to let her disrespect me. She has two other baby moms. She can disrespect Stephanie and the new baby mom, Dawn. She needs to handle those and be disrespectful. I need to take myself out the equation because it's not fair. I'm 2 hours away in PA. Sair lives under my roof. Alexander Winslow, bum-ass Winslow, hasn't done shit for my son in 11 years. He done blocked my son. My son tried to reach out to him plenty of times. He don't ignore him. It's like, well, every time he gets with a bitch, all he cares about is a bitch. All he cares is about attention and pussy because he's a bum-ass nigga. Can't keep a job, can't pay child support. And you sitting here having baby number 3, but you can't even take care of the 2 that you got. Abandon the first person that you had. And you want to come at me? Y'all want to disrespect me? Where is all this energy for the deadbeat? Y'all should give me more respect because at the end of the day, I'm going to discipline my son however I fucking want to. At the end of the day. But everybody knows. And I don't have to justify because everyone knows how much of a great mother I am. And that's why I love when people uplift me, when people make me feel low. Because it's hard when you're a single mom and sometimes you just got people that are just not in your corner and they just want to keep downing you. It's good to have that support. And I love the support that I get from people to validate that I'm a good mom. Even though I don't need it. But it's just so hard when you have a bitter ass 54-year-old one that should just only care about the well-being of her son. One incident that he got hit, and it wasn't on purpose. He was already pissing. He snuck in my room. I took his Nintendo Switch. He snuck in my room. At the end of the day, that is cause for an ass whooping. And then he tried to lie in my face. I'm trying to teach my son, you cannot expect that I give, and then you want to disrespect me, not want to not do your chores or not. No, I would be a dumb mom if I would sit here and let him just walk all over me and do that. No, I'm that mom that's going to make sure that he's straight. He wants to go to LSU. He wants to do his clothing brand, and I'm all for it, but he needs to understand responsibility and learning how to respect the household and listen to the household, because I'm the parent at the end of the day. And she doesn't understand that. Like, she's the most biggest hypocrite that I ever freaking met, and it doesn't make no sense. But I will be right back and we will get back to this discussion. Sorry, y'all. Okay, y'all, so I'm back. But like I said, this is for any parent. If you want your child to be the best, you're gonna do what you have to do. And I'm so tired. There's a difference between abuse and discipline. I see people that abuse their kids. I see people that don't give 2 F's. They keep popping out babies because they want to be in the system, but choosing niggas or niggas or bitches over their kids. I seen it all. I see people that just get mad, be laying up in the bed with their dude, and then when their parents are like, I'm hungry, they be like, shut the fuck up. I mean, I seen videos, I seen around me. I live in a complex with people that they don't really care about their kids. They just living in housing and they don't care. I see it all the time. I live behind a person who lets her kids do whatever she wants, and it's disgusting. So I, as me being a single mom, I became a mom at a young age. I got pregnant at 17 and 18. Motherhood and parenthood does not come with a book, so you just have to learn. But I'm proud because at the end of the day, no one could take that away from me. Not even fucking Tamara Winslow. All the stories she done told me, what she did with to her kids, she got no right to talk. Like, I can tell you, this lady is the most biggest hypocrite that I ever met. She done threatened my son and told him like this, the X, Y, and Z, and so did his uncle. But as soon as that incident happened, you call CPS on me. I'm like, and I told the CPS worker, like, you can come right on along, because at the end of the day, his own teachers even emailed me like, is everything okay? Like, oh my god, like, what was going on? Like, we made a big announcement in celebration of Sayer being on Fox 29, like, and now this. Like, I even told the caseworker, like, you're a wonderful mom, like, you always are on it, like, you're making sure he's in his classes, you're the one that wants a point sheet to know his activities, like, you're always on it. And I said, thank you, it's just the pettiness of his grandma, the stuff that I have to deal with. And the teacher, she apologized. She's like, well, I gave you the caseworker showing that you are a great mom, and that Sayer always writes how he's thankful of you and he loves you to death and all this. And I said, don't worry, I got this. I'm not worried about them. I told him on the phone, you are welcome to my house, because when you come in, you're gonna see all the merchandise that I invested all my money for Sayer to start his brand and then I'm gonna be like, oh, tune in to Fox 29 this week to see me and my son doing an interview of how he inspired me and how I was the inspiration of him doing his brand. I'm not scared of this. They're going to see he has a wonderful room. He has food and there's food in the house. You know, he sees it all. They're going to see all the 50, over 50, 60 pairs of shoes that he has and clothes that he has. Like, he even has summer stuff he got so much stuff. He even has stuff stacked in my closet right now, because I have to sort out through his stuff and start getting his winter stuff and start putting spring stuff out. So I just went on a whole shopping spree on Saturday to get him some nice outfits, you know, for the springtime and stuff. That's how I am. I spoil him. He's spoiled. So I'm like, I'm not scared of CPS. And that's the crazy part, is because Tamara bitch ass Winslow knows that I'm a good fucking mom. Despite if she don't like me, I would never take that. I don't like her, but I'm not going to take the fact that she's a good mom and do petty shit. But yet she keeps coming in here, and she lives 2 hours away, and she keeps coming in between and disturbing my household. And that's not fair. She don't do a damn thing for me. She don't pay no bills around here. She's not here with Sayer 24/7. Yeah, she might talk to him every day, but she don't know what the fuck is going on here. She don't pay no bills here. She don't pay no rent, electric, cable, nothing. She don't do a damn thing for Sayer. She don't know what's going on when it comes to my child. She don't know what's going on. She's not here every day. So when you here, if you're actually closer and you live like right here where Sayer is with you every fucking day, then you can tell me how you feel about me disciplining him. Even then you can't tell me. But if you're not here every fucking day and you're not close, you're 2 hours away and you don't know what's going on, because at the end of the day, you're not getting the phone calls from the school, letters from the school when your child is doing this. You're not the one, you know, when your son's coming to you, when he feels some type of way, you're not the one. You're not here. When my son tries to come to you to tell you how he feels about your dad, you shut his feelings out like he don't have no feelings. You and your son, you act like, oh, you know, you shouldn't be talking about your dad. You shouldn't do that. Like, treat him like a baby. Like, but you tell him to stay in a child's place. How you gonna tell a 11-year-old who has his own clothing brand, who knows, who's very smart, very intelligent, tell 11-year-old to stay in a child's place every time he tries to tell his feelings about his dad? That's the problem. You shut his feelings down, but y'all want to come at me and disrespect me, and then y'all try to make it seem like I'm putting stuff in his ear as I'm teaching him to bash his father. First of all, let's get it very clear. No one gives two fick fucks about Alexander Winslow. Alexander Winslow has not done a shit for my son in 11 years. This nigga bought my son school clothes about 2 years ago. But the only reason why he did it is because he was showing off for his other baby, from his baby mom. He wanted to show. That's what he's doing with this baby mom. He's trying to act like he's Mr. Dad because he's living under their roof. That's what he does. He lives off of bitches. And I don't respect you bitches for who will allow a bum ass bitch that can't keep a job for more than a month, can't pay child support, can't call his own child, and you all excited to have a baby by him, but he already has a child that he abandoned. Y'all some weak ass bitches. I don't respect bitches like you. If you know that he has a son and you see that he doesn't reach out, but yet, of course, my baby dad lies, but there's two sides to every story. As a woman, you should feel like, you know, get the side. How you do that? Like, either, like, cause me, if I do that, I'm gonna be like, still, you shouldn't abandon your child. Like, take her to court and get your son whenever it is. But these bitches don't know. They let them lie. But then, at least the second one realized she was tired of it and got married. She was a smart one. Now this one, let's see how she do it. Cause eventually she's gonna get tired of it. Cause this nigga can't keep a job because I ain't getting no child support payments. But let's make it very fucking clear. This nigga didn't do shit for my son in 11 years. So me, what is the purpose of me bashing, teaching my son to bash his father for someone who don't do shit? Me bashing or teaching Sierra and where he lives, where I don't know, he lives, like I said, we're in two different states. Me bashing Alex to my son or teaching my son Alex sounds stupid because Alex is a non-factor here. Me doing that is not going to help pay my bills, do this, pay rent, pay my car, get him situated. Me doing that is not, I'm not a bitter baby mom. I can give two fucks about Alex. I look at him and I am in disgust. I was 17 when I was messing with him. I was young and I was dumb. At the end of the day, he was only a job corps fling. He was only a fling. And then when I went home, I went back to keep fucking my high school sweetheart who was supposed to. It was supposed to be a potential that he could have been my baby's father. So when I laugh when Alex lies to me, because it's so funny, because when Alex is bored and don't have a girlfriend, he's in my inbox talking all this heavy shit like, oh, I want to come up there, I want to be with my family, I want to do this, like, just like last, like with during the pandemic, he was all in my inbox talking about, oh damn, you look good, I'm trying to come up there, you know, I want to cook for you, I never cook for you. He was all on my top. But as soon as he met a new bitch, then he's disrespecting me, trying to show off like I'm a bitter baby mom. And I'm like telling him, like, yo, chill the fuck out. Like, stop disrespecting me. Tell the truth. Tell these bitches that I left you when you were 7 months pregnant. I left you, came back to Philly, and I was staying with my high school sweetheart. He was the one rubbing my stomach late at night. He was the one going to the store and getting my cravings and cooking and all that. He was the one doing all that. You wasn't there. Then when I had Sierra, you know, I told your mom to be there. He stayed being disrespectful. His grandma and his uncle stepped up since my son was born. This nigga have not done anything. It was always his mom pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing a relationship to the point that I told her, stop pushing a relationship. If he doesn't want to be a father, don't let him be a fucking father. Fuck him. It's like, it's sad. He only pushing you to father because he lives with you. But then recently, when he was there last year, when the pandemic happened for 3 months, he wasn't doing shit. He wasn't spending time with him. My son said that his grandma had to keep yelling at him, saying, well, why don't you do something with your son? Do this. And my son said he still didn't do shit. Still didn't do shit. And then, while my son was there, I was here. He was in my inbox. And I'm like, why are you flirting with me? I'm not trying to flirt. We need to be talking about our child. And he want to still flirt. I said, no, how you doing? He trying to say, oh yes, I hear this and that. And I'm like, boy, that's how it's supposed to be. Like, for 11 years, it never was, me and Alex never co-parent. He's incapable of co-parent because when he talks to me, he wants to talk about me or me and him. It's nothing about Sierra. I be trying to, like, how can you be a better father? How can you do this? But then as soon as I set him straight, he want to get disrespectful. And then when he get with another bitch, he wants to do that. I don't got time for lame ass niggas. Like I told Alex, I said, Alex, you can never come for me. You're 33 years old and you got nothing to fucking show for it, but three kids that you can't take care of. You can't keep a fucking job for shit because you owe me $6,000 in back child support. So you need to shut up, because at the end of the day, I'm 29, had my own place since I was 20, got my license when I was 20. I'm on my fifth car. Yes, get in my car. You don't even have your license. And if you wanted your license, you can't because you owe child support. So don't, you can never come for me because I got my own shit. I make shit happen. I grind hard. I make sure my son is good. My son is happy regardless. So nobody can come for me, him or his fucking mom. His mom need to really check herself, a reality check, because she act like she hasn't came to my house and sat on my couch and venting and talk shit about her own son to me and to his own son. She used to talk so much shit to her about her son to my son, telling her, your dad don't got no money, your dad can't keep a job, your dad this, your dad this. You're telling, she been putting that in my son's head since he was 4. But you want to be a fucking hypocrite and call CPS on me because of a situation that you couldn't, that he got in trouble on Saturday, but as a grandmother, you should have got the full fucking story. But you want to be a petty ass bitch and call CPS. But yet, Sayer said he wanted to come and stay with you when he came back for the summer. He didn't like camp. And you sit here. And then when you saw his behavior in school was bad, you and his uncle were trying to make a plan to come get him because he felt like the grass was going to bring green on the other side. So I said, if he feels like that, y'all can come get him to show him. I was still waiting on that. And nothing ever came about it. Nothing ever came about because she says she can't get him. She has nobody to watch him because she works 2 jobs. And then on Sunday, he's going to be home by himself from 7 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock p.m. But you want to call CPS on me? You think he's better off with you? Girl, bye. Sayer tried to call CPS on me last year, and it's the same worker, and the same worker was like, you know, I just got to do my job. And then when I told him that Fox 29, he was like, oh my God, that's amazing. He got his own clothing line. Like, he was all like, oh, well, when I come out, I might have to support. Like, come on, girl. Like, there's nothing you could do to take my son. You tried that for so many years. You called the cops on me. They all saw that my son is very well taken care of. He does not go to school and say he's unhappy. He's always happy. He said he writes so many poems and letters and projects about me and how much he loves his mom. That's the whole reason why he supported. This is the same son that says, mom, I'm gonna get you to Atlanta. And now he sees so much stress I'm going through. He says, mom, I want to push harder for us to get to Atlanta. So you really want to think that my son is better off with you? Yes, he loves you, but he loves his mom so much. But at the same time, as a mother, I am going to discipline him. If you don't like it, then so the fuck what? But don't be a hypocrite because you sat on my couch and told me how you disciplined your kids. You told me all the dumb shit you did, the grimy shit you did. That's why you don't have no friends. You can't keep a fucking man to save your life. You can't keep no friendships. You done talk shit about your own mother to me, your own sister, your brothers. I know your whole life story. And you want to sit here and come to me. My life is not perfect. I have family issues too. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to sit here and disrespect. If my son has a child today or tomorrow, and I know for a fact that my son is not doing right, first of all, he is going to do right because I'm not going to raise no Debbie. I'm not going to do that. But if I don't get along with my son's child's mother, that's not going to stop me from being a grandmother. And I'm going to make sure there's respect there. There's going to be respect. If I don't get along with her, it's just whatever. It's about my grandchild. But she's the petty one because no matter what, like if we and her get into it, she'll cut Sayer off. What kind of grandmother does that? You don't have to associate with me, but why would you cut Sayer off? And now Sayer is immune to that, he knows, like, okay, my grandma and my mom, they're mad at each other. My grandma's mad, so he's not going to answer my phone. He does that. She gets mad, just like she got mad. She want to answer his FaceTime. So my neighbor had to step in and be the mediator. So he had to walk to my neighbor's house just for him to talk to her. Like, that's some petty ass shit. 54 years old. You would ignore your own grandchild because you don't like his mom. That is petty and selfish, and that's so entitled, and you want to call CPS on me. No, bitch, I need to be calling CPS on you because you're fucking crazy, and my son ain't going to do better because you got issues. You talk shit about everyone. That's why you don't have no friends. You have niggas in and out. Now, you was talking all that shit about your fucking ex-husband, and now he's back in your life. Like, this girl, I swear to God, she is the most bipolar thing, lady. And me, I tried so hard to try to make it work, because at the end of the day, I may not like the bitch, but at the end of the day, at least I, at 29 years old, I'm thinking about my son. It's not me being a bitter baby mom, because there ain't nothing bitter over here, because I'm living my best life. I'm making sure my son is living his best life. I'm doing what's best for Sayer. Now, I could have been bitter, and just because she makes me so mad, like I really want to rumble her, or I could keep Sayer, but because I'm thinking like, Lord, and I have to get on my knees, like, Lord, help me, like, Lord, be with me. Like, I know my, I said, Sayer is 11 now. He's not younger. I can't just swipe him up no more, because he has his own phone. He has a schedule. He talks to her every day. I can't do that. But I need peace, because she's disturbing my peace. Like, I just want to get off this roller coaster. So I really am hoping that she just takes me to grandparents, right? So the middleman, because I would rather deal with the middleman will deal with her. I don't want my son to be the middleman, because that's how miscommunication gets started and drama gets started. I need court ordered, because I despite that she just called CPS on me, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm taking my son away from her. But I did tell my son I don't want to deal with her. I can't deal with her. I can't deal with her pettiness. Like, you calling CPS on me and keep making me seem like I'm this horrible fucking mom. Like, and it's sad and it kills me. And I've been crying for days, because it's like, I give my son the world. I give him everything. I make sure he's provided for. He eats every day. I put him in everything. I took him to Atlanta. I took him. It's not even about what I do for him, because I do what I do for him because I'm his mother and I want to do that. And I love, and I am such a big boy mom. My son is my savior. I told y'all before, my son saved my life, because when my dad and them were just down to me and just verbally abusing me, mentally abusing me, I wanted to take my own life. And then God blessed me with a baby boy to show that love. So what? Why would I ever put any harm to my son? I just discipline my son because my son has goals and I see the potential in my son. But as a mother and as a parent, as we all agree, we are supposed to, when our kids do wrong, we are supposed to fix them and discipline them. We would not be parents if we don't discipline our child. So she's a big hypocrite, but she's only doing it out of spite of me. And she's not realizing she's putting my son in the middle and she's hurting my son, because then she's mad and he loves his grandma. He wants to protect her from her feelings. And then I'm over here freaking out, just pissed off, crying, stressed out, and just, you know, trying to do the best I can as a mother. But she just keeps trying my patience. And it's like, I am tired, and I'm just trying to figure out what to do. Like I said, I'm not trying to keep her out my son's life, but I don't want to be nothing. I don't want no involvement of her. I don't want, you know, my son to say anything. I just want it to be where the middleman is, like the courts, where she can get Sayer wherever she wants, but it's a set date where I just want to set where when she gets him, whatever, and I'm just tired, because it's not fair to my son, because she doesn't like me. And mind you, I done apologized to her. I told her it's not respect has to be there, despite if you don't like me or not, it has to be there. Like, we don't have to communicate, but if it's an emergency, you should be able to call me about my child. I should call you about your grandchild. But then I called you with emergency and you straight come at me, I'm done. Like, I can't do that. And you just call CPS. So what are you trying to do? Are you trying to help the situation? If you love your grandchild so much, why are you keep doing this shit to the one person that's taking care of him the best? You are not doing nothing. Yeah, you were sending him money every week and then you stopped. Then when you get mad, it's just like, you're not providing. You're not the ones providing haircuts every 2 weeks. I am providing shoes, providing everything. I provide everything for my son. Do his daycare fees without getting any child support. I do everything. I just invested money. I just invested to fix my credit, because I just invested my PUA money to find a house for us in Georgia. And she don't know that. And I cannot wait that this process is almost over. But this being a first time homeowner, it's a lot. It's been stressful. But I'm going to get there. And I promise you, this is the breakthrough I need to get the hell out of PA. I know we're 2 hours away, but I feel like I'm not further enough. I'm just tired of her. I need to get further away. Like, you want to keep playing with me and keep coming for my motherhood because you want to be a petty ass bitch when you don't get what you want. I'm tired. Well, guess what? Me and my son, we're going to pack our shit and we're going to move to Atlanta and have a fresh start. And then, you know, get him ready. Get a good school. Get him into, you know, sports so he can get the scholarship he wants to go to LSU, because he keeps saying LSU is his dream college, and I believe in him, and I'm gonna make sure as a mother nobody can take that from me. And I want you guys out there, don't let nobody don't let nobody take you away from your happiness or your parenthood. When you're the one that carried your child for 9 months, you the one that gave birth, you the one that did what you had to do. So don't let no outsider come in between and disturb your peace. Don't do that. Don't let nobody do that on some real. Protect your peace at all time. Like, don't let no outsider. You're the parent. You know what's best for your child. As long as you are not out here like beating them, choosing another girl. Because I will never put no nigga before my son. No. If I have company, trust and believe, Sayre doesn't know. Sayre either is not here or he's in his room, and I keep them. I will make sure that Sayre will not see them in passing, period. Because unless I see a future in you, you will not be meeting my son or having nothing with my son, period. And I'm proud of myself, and I give myself a round of applause. I give myself a round of applause because there's a lot of shit that people do. We're not perfect, and trust, believe, I'm not perfect. We all have our flaws, but that's just, we are all human. We all are perfect, but I can't sit here and come at other people's parents. I'd be seeing a lot of people with their parents, and I'd be like, uh-uh, it can't be me. But there's no judgment, because at the end of the day, that has nothing to do with me. That's not affecting my household. It's not paying my bills. It's not paying their bills. So it's like, you can have your opinions, but I can't sit here and judge. We all parent different, so don't let anyone come at you and tell you. If they want your advice, then okay, you can let them know. I have people coming to me, cousins, family members, giving me advice of what to do with Sayre, especially of him being a preteen and his behavior. Yes, that's advice that I need to hear. But that whole being disrespected, then calling CPS and making it seem like I'm always beating my child, we're not going to do that. I don't beat my child. This is a house. I talk a lot and I fuss a lot, but at the end of the day, there's a point you get tired, and I don't have to explain or validate anything how I discipline my fucking child, especially when you did way worse to your fucking kids. That's why one of your kids turned out to be a horrible asshole, and my dumbass end up getting pregnant by the asshole. So let's not think you raised, so your parenting raised, you raised a 33-year-old bum ass nigga. So don't play. When you come from my motherhood, You don't come from my motherhood, because you're going to see a whole other side of me. Don't ever come from my motherhood. Don't play with me, because I came a long fucking way from being pregnant, walking the streets of Philadelphia. My dad dropped me off hungry, pregnant. I came a long way from being from house to house, being in a shelter, all that, from now to having my own beautiful house, my house, my lit house that I turned into a home, a comfortable home and a safe home for my son. His room is beautiful. I decked out his room. He got so many goddamn shoes. Yes, and I'm just gonna let you know, this boy got a lot of shoes and a lot of clothes. It don't make no sense. We both got a lot of shoes. I'm a shopaholic, just like my mother. But y'all go in his closet, y'all should see his shoes. It's like he got a shoe rack. He has two shoe racks. And then he has shoes on top of his closet outside. He got a lot of shoes. But we did spring cleaning on Saturday. So I said, look, Sayre, you got to get rid of a lot of these shoes, because some shoes you're not wearing. And then, like I said, he got about 4 more pairs of shoes that's in my closet right now. Like right now that I just bought on Saturday while I was at the Willow Grove Mall shopping. So it's like, y'all can't come for me. Like, my son gets love, not just from me buying him stuff. He gets the love, the hugs, and the hugs, the kisses, the prayers. We say our prayers at night, our bonding, our talking. He sees the love. But right now, mom, when he does wrong, mommy gets frustrated because mommy's tired of talking. But don't get it twisted. I'm the mother that shows love all the way around, not just by giving him material things. I give him love by, you know, but right now he's at that stage where he's at the stage he doesn't want to be bothered. He wants to be in his room and do his own thing. But we have that bond. We go to the gym. We do what we have to do. I'll take him this. I'll take him there. Like, we have that bond. It's like, it's not all about money. It's like, you know how people feel like, oh, you're only showing love by money. No, I give my son all the time, and I let him know, like, even though I'm upset with you, I love you. And I'm only doing this because I want to see you do better. We have that talk all the time. And I tell him, I just want you to be better than your dad. I want you to be better than me. I want you to make it. So he gets all the love. I cuddle with him. But like I said, he's at the age now. We used to cuddle all the time. But he's at the age. He doesn't want to cuddle with me no more. And I have to accept that. He's of the age. He's a preteen. So I give him his preteen space. But we mess around. I do activities with him. Y'all see me posting our videos and stuff. Like, we are that mom and son duo. And nobody can take that away. Sorry, Tamara Winslow. You're going to stop. And once this caseworker comes tomorrow, next week, and sees it, you are the fuck done. And now I'm going to be plotting how I can get her the fuck out my life. But just to keep Sayer involved. See, I'm still being a good mother by making sure my son is not suffering. Because I would be a bad mother by just cut her off and then my son suffers. I don't want that for my son. So now I still have to continue to be the bigger person and figure out how my son can still be involved with his grandmother without me having to deal with her, with me not dealing with her. Right now, we're using my neighbor, but it's not fair for my neighbor to get in our drama because she wants to be a petty bitch. Yes, I had my flaws. I did some things, but you know, it was only out of reaction a lot she did. This is the same bitch that mocked my mental health, told me to kill myself, to go take my meds, like saying disrespectful things. So how am I supposed to react? If you talking to me all crazy, I'm not just gonna sit there and let you talk to me crazy. And I keep telling her, like I told her uncle, you talk about you want to fight her, but at the end of the day, I'm not gonna let you or anybody talk to me crazy. If my own father can't talk to me crazy and I get him, he gets cussed out, what the fuck makes you think I'm gonna let you or any of them talk to me the fuck crazy? Especially when I'm the one that's taking good fucking care of your nephew/grandson. So don't fucking play with me. Take all that energy to your fucking brother and your son that had two kids and now has a newborn. And now Sayer and Alaysia are like, they act like they don't even fucking exist. So you really want to play with me? Stop playing with people. Stop being hypocrites. Just leave me alone and be peace. And I'm learning how to protect my peace. And man, it's really hard. So I just need my listeners to pray for me. Give me some guidance and just do what you have to do. But I just want to say you have to protect your peace. And I'm going to get on my knees tonight because my anxiety been high. My depression has been kicking in. You know, I'm very thankful of what I did. I am proud that I was able to get Fox 29 to come out to hear my son's story. And nobody will take me being a mother away. They can hear my podcast and talk shit. I don't care. Freedom of speech. Because at the end of the day, nobody can use anything against me. My son has not been harmed. See, police, no police activity. Like, the cops ain't bringing my son all the time. I don't allow my son to go out the complex. So he's not out here doing that. And I'll be damned if I let him go. We live up in the suburbs. And when he's out with his friends and they do something, they're going to profile my son. Nuh-uh, not my son. I'm not going to lose my son. I'm trying to protect my black son. So we're not going to do that. And I'm just disappointed because at the end of the day, she knows I'm a good mom. But because she has this really bad animosity towards me, she's trying to make my life hell. But then not realizing she's hurting Sayer in the end. And that's really, really petty and really, really petty and really the fuck nutty. And y'all need to pray for her too. And I'm going to learn how to pray for her too, because I need to protect my peace. My peace has been broken for the past couple weeks now. And now the day that my son had an interview, and I know she told him. So the day that my son had an interview, you was that petty because I told you she doesn't support his brand. You called children's services on me. Really dumb fucking petty. And at the end of the day, and I'm not scared because it's a track record with her, and I have track records with her here. How she called the cops on me, she called CPS on me before. It's a track record with her. So it's like, go ahead, keep doing it. And when they keep finding he's in a safe environment and you keep calling, then you're gonna get in trouble, you dumb bitch. So keep doing it. Go ahead, keep doing it. But the only thing is, I don't want to have to keep going through all this. I work my ass off, I bust my ass, I do whatever I have to do to make sure we are good. No matter what. So I'm just saying, y'all, protect your peace as a parent. Keep doing what you do. Don't let nobody discourage you from being a parent. You have every right. You gave birth to them. They're in your custody. You do what you feel what's right. As long as you're not abusing them or putting them last, do what you got to do. You don't have to validate yourself. Protect your peace and protect your household and your name and your child at all times, even if it's from your own blood. I did that. I cut my whole family the fuck off because I don't have time. Not my whole family. Like, I still rock with my cousins and stuff, but everybody else, like my dad and them, and besides my sister, but then my dad, my other sisters, all of them, my grandma, I done cut them off because I can't keep dealing with the disrespect. And just every time I turn around and try, you know, it's always something. And I said, you know what? Y'all not going to keep disturbing my peace. Me and my son are fine. My family is me and my son and my little cousins, my cousins who I rock with, the people that rock with me and rock with my son. So at the end of the day, if I don't allow it with my own family, I'm not going to allow it with his family. That's something he has to deal with. And I cannot wait till he gets of age that... And it's crazy because I still don't deal with her. I still don't talk to her. If I just feel like, as respect, he is a minor, if it's something emergency that has to be done as a mother, as respect, because I called her with all respect. And as soon as she answered the phone, I said, I was upset. I was like, Miss Tammy, she going to say what? Like, and I had to breathe. I said, look, I'm not coming to you. Like, can we not do the disrespect? And she started going off on me. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm taking myself out the equation. I'm taking myself out the this roller coaster, this up and down roller coaster. Because apparently his uncle want to say, oh, you know. And I don't know why the fuck he even felt the need to even say, like, you know, he's going to wait till Sire is 16, 17, 18. Nigga, we don't even hear from you. You got your own family, your own doorman. You a truck driver. We don't even fucking hear from you only hear on one side. Every time your mom gets into it with me, she calls you don't even fucking know. So what the fuck is you talking about? You go to wait, you don't even do nothing there. You push Sire to the side since you had your fucking daughter. You haven't been around. Like, the fuck, I reached out to you to let you know what your nephew was doing. You said y'all had this plan on trying to get him, and that was it. I don't talk to you guys, but you saying I need to take accountability. I took accountability of everything I did. I apologized to your mom, but does she tell you all the disrespectful shit she say? You think I pop off for nothing? So you want to sit here and say it? Yes, I did say I want to fight your mom, because your mom be saying a lot of disrespectful things and coming in my household and protecting. I'm sure if somebody else was coming in your household and disturbing your peace when it comes to your child, it would have been like, yo, what's up? It's going to be a problem. So stop being a hypocrite. Like, I can't stand the Winslows no more. Like, I'm done with all of them, yo. But like I said, y'all, pray for me and protect your peace. And that's something that I just have to work on. So thank you for listening to me. And like I said, please support my son. Please go on his website, tylerandsire.wixsite.com. And then go to the Fox 29 will be aired sometime next week. I will let you know. And also go to his Facebook page, Strong Appeal by Sire. And then at Strong Appeal on Instagram, and follow him, and please keep buying, keep supporting. We love you guys. We thank you guys, and thank you guys for supporting. And remember, protect your peace at all times. I'm your girl, T. Nicole, and I am out. Good night, y'all.